Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Watson at the wonderful Dominguez High School and Compton Unified School District and the Don Way. Today, I have some of our wonderful freshman class of 2023 students here in our Summer Bridge program to talk to us about their experience at Summer Bridge and get us ready for the start of school in August, August 15th, precisely here at Dominguez High School. Just where we begin, we want to remind everybody about the Don Way at Dominguez High School. We're focused on the four L's, which means that all Dons love, we listen, we lead, and we learn. So I want to do some introductions, right? How you guys doing today?
Good.
Excellent, excellent. So I have the beautiful and wonderful opportunity to introduce our young ladies here. First, we have Anaí Ávila. Welcome, Anaí.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome, you're welcome. We have Taylor Walker, Donia Taylor Walker. How you doing, Taylor?
Good.
Excellent. And we have Donia Catherine Morales. How you doing today, Catherine?
I'm good.
Excellent. All right, ladies. So before we talk today, we had several questions that we had you think about to get ready for today's podcast, to talk about getting ready for our freshman year. So the first question, I'm going to go just in order here, left to right. Let's start off with Anaí, Doña Anaí. So tell us about you. What middle school are you coming from, and what's one unique thing about you that not a lot of people know?
Well, I like to play soccer.
Excellent.
I like skateboarding. And I'm coming from Roosevelt Middle School. And the one unique thing that nobody knows about me is that I like to edit pictures.
Really? Okay. Yeah. You like, so you're a photographer too?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So we have to talk about photography later on. Also, make sure you're signed up for soccer, right? All right. So you just met Coach Dirk, right? Don Dirk. He's athletic director. Let's make sure we have you meet up with him later on so we can make sure you're in soccer. Good. All right. We also have the beautiful Donia Taylor. So, Donia Taylor, again, tell us about you and what middle school you're coming from and what's one unique thing that not a lot of people know.
I like playing soccer. I like dancing. And I came from Whaley Middle School. And one unique thing nobody knows about me is that I can sing.
What? Are you going to sing on the tape for us today? Not today?
No.
So you like soccer, you like to sing, and you're from Whaley.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, Donia Taylor. All right, and lastly, will you save the best for last or no? Donia Catherine. So tell us about you. What middle school are you from, and what's one unique thing that not a lot of people know?
I love soccer. I love dancing, and I'm coming from Kelly Elementary School, and I love to dance.
You love the dance. All right, all right. So Taylor likes to sing, you like to dance, you like to take pictures, so maybe you can take pictures of them dancing and singing and we can edit them together. What do you think about that? Good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we'll make a video. All right, all right. All right, ladies. So no particular order, I'm just gonna ask you these questions and you can chime in whenever you like. So the first question is, tell us about your experience at Dominguez High School so far, at D-High. Explain how Summer Bridge is helping you get ready for high school.
My experience at Dominguez High School is good so far, and the Summer Bridge program is helping me with my math, because first I didn't understand it, when I'm getting like to understand it more.
And who's your math teacher in Summer Bridge?
Miss Prince.
Oh, Donia Prince, right?
Yes.
She's awesome, right?
Yes.
Do you tell her today how awesome she is?
No.
Make sure you do, please. Okay. All right. Anaí.
My experience so far at D-High is good. Because the teachers are nice.
Good.
And Summer Bridge is helping me get ready because I didn't understand English that well.
Okay.
And I need help with English.
Excellent, excellent. So two key subjects, right? Math, Taylor talks about math, and you're talking about English. That's what Summer Bridge is about, right? Getting kids ready for the rigor, right? Academic rigor of both math and English. So I'm really glad. And also team building, right? Because we're going to talk about some trips you guys went on as well. Catherine, what about you?
At first, I was nervous.
Excellent.
And then Summer Bridge is helping me by math, because I'm struggling in math.
Okay. You were struggling, right? We're gonna make sure you get you get all the support you need, and make sure we access tutoring, and make sure you voice your concerns and your need, right? I think one of the things that a lot of students make mistakes in especially the freshman year, is they don't talk to enough adults and ask adults for help. And one of the things I want you to remember, statistically, they say that, you know, freshmen are 25% more likely to drop out of high school if they fail two or more classes in their freshman year, right? So we don't want any of you to drop out of high school. That's never gonna happen, especially three of you. But we don't want anybody in the class of 2023 to come in and drop out of high school. But that tends to happen if kids fail a lot of classes their freshman year. So we wanna stay away from that. But you're on the right track, definite right track. All right, that's a great start. Let's move on to, let's talk about some advice, right? I asked you all ladies to talk to us about some advice you have for your seventh grade self, right? Now you're ninth graders, right? You're big and bad, ninth graders, right? So I asked you all about, what's one piece of advice you would give your seventh grade self?
Don't be a follower, be a leader.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Like, don't follow the wrong people, don't hang out with the wrong gang.
Okay, don't hang out with the wrong people, the wrong group. Right. Definitely don't join a gang. Right. No. Excellent. Yes. Thank you, Catherine. Anai.
I was going to say that too.
Say the same exact thing?
Yeah.
You want to add to what she said?
No.
No? Pretty much the same thing?
Yeah.
So you tell your seventh grade self, make sure you become your leader and not a follower. Right.
Yeah.
So at Dominguez High School, when the four L's, right, all Dons lead. Right. Yeah. So it's important that we're always thinking about leadership. And one thing I'm proud of here at Dominguez High School is that we have lots of leadership opportunities for students. So, and if there's anything that you all would like to think about us developing in terms of leadership and leadership opportunities, you always have my ear. You can always talk to me and say, hey, Don Watson, you know, this is my thought. I want to start this club. I see an absence or a void here on our campus of a club that needs attention, and I really want to lead it. If that's what you want to do, ladies, you have my support 100%. Okay. Always know that. And Don Shelby, our ASB director, you can talk to him as well. He'll make sure you get that support. Taylor.
I was going to say the same thing as Catherine, to be a leader and not a follower.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Like, don't follow the people that will get you in trouble, that will put you in things. Like, say, like, you were hanging out with a friend and somebody that you're a different person doesn't like says you said something about that person.
Absolutely.
And they're going to get you in trouble and you're going to be, like, in a mix of it all. So just stay away from the wrong crowd.
I dig it. Great job. Great job. Great advice. Okay. So starting in ninth grade, what are you most excited about here at Dominguez High School as a ninth grader? What are you like, oh my gosh, I'm really excited. The games. Tell us.
I just want to see, like, because I haven't went to tackle football. I want to go to, like, the flag football. I just want to, like, watch everybody play the games and the basketball games too.
That's awesome. So you know what's cool about all freshmen at Dominguez High School? All freshmen are going to be free for a few games this year, our home games, right? So you don't have to pay to go to the games. And make sure you get your spirit pack, right? Your ASB card. I think it's about $25. Make sure you have access to all of our games all year long. You don't have to pay to go to the games. Football is exciting. We're going to have lots of fun this year. And I'm excited to see you on in the stands supporting. All right. We had a freshman night as well during homecoming. I think it was before homecoming. All link crew was with freshmen last year. We'll do it again this year. All right. What are you excited about, Catherine?
Getting into clubs.
Mm. Yeah. What are some, have you learned about any of the clubs that we offer here?
No.
Okay. So we have to make sure we get you that information right away, right? And I think that would be a good piece of advice for freshmen, right? And even for staff, that we need to make sure all of you freshmen, when you walk on campus the very first day, especially Summer Bridge, have that information ready for you, right? In a ready-to-go packet. Here are all the clubs, here are all the activities, so you know how to participate, okay? That's some feedback. We're learning from this, too. You're telling me what I have to do better, okay? All right, Anai.
I'm most excited about Dominguez High School is about trying out for sports.
Yes. So soccer, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to see you on the field. And Taylor said she's going to be on the field, too. And some soccer in the field. Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right, ladies. All right. Let's move on to, let's think about 2023. Something we do here, too, at DHI is when we say we do our class calls, right? We say 2K, and all the freshmen say what?
23.
23. So 2K.
23.
2K.
23.
What? Okay, you all ready to graduate already. So graduation, class of 2023. Tell us about what you'll be doing after graduation from Dominguez High School. Paint us a picture.
I'll go to college and get a good job.
You have an idea what you want to study and what your career will be?
No, not yet, but I want to go to college.
Absolutely. Will you be the first in your family to go to college?
Yes.
Yeah? So no siblings or anybody in college yet?
No.
No family? Awesome. Let's make sure we get there. We're going to do that. Make sure you get. And don't forget that you have to ask me for a letter of recommendation. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Anai.
I would be working with my sister.
Working with your sister? What's your sister do?
Nurse.
She's a nurse? So you want to be a nurse as well?
Yeah.
What type of nurse? What type? You want to be a pediatric nurse working with kids? You want to work with older people? Do you want to be a sports nurse or athletics nurse?
Older people.
Older people. Good. Good. Do you have any practice at helping and supporting older people? Taking care of older people?
Yeah.
Who?
My mom.
You take your mom. Don't say your mom is old. But you take care of your mom?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Good job, sweetheart. Okay. And then Taylor.
What are you doing after graduation? I want to go to college and after that get a good job.
You have an idea what you want to study and what you want to work in?
No, not yet.
Okay. And so it sounds like Anai has a very clear idea what she wants to do, right? And in order to become a nurse, right, you have to make sure you study nursing, right? Do you know that we have a CNA program at our school, a certified nursing assistant program on our campus? You know about that? So I'm going to introduce you. Don't let me forget, it's on tape. We have to introduce you to Don Jackson. Don Jackson is our CNA instructor and leader for our pathway in certified nursing assistantship. And what's really cool about that program is that kids, when they finish that program, scholars in that program actually get statewide certification to be a certified nurse, right? Nursing assistant. So you can get a job right after high school. I actually had 3 or 4 of our students who graduated over the past 2 years visit with me this summer, and they're telling me about the great things that they're doing, and they're really passionate about their work. So I'm excited about that for you. And ladies, don't worry, you don't need to know just yet what you need to study, right? But I'm glad that we're all three talking about college, and we're gonna get there, right? Good, right? Because all Dons lead, right?
Yes.
And we learn, right?
Yes.
And we love what we do, right?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. What about 6? Let's move on to Link Crew. So Link Crew, for those of you who are listening today who don't know what Link Crew is, Link Crew, I'm so excited about our Link Crew team. We have about 120 juniors and seniors who have been recruited. They're going to be training this summer. They're super, super strong leaders. They're going to be mentoring all of our freshmen as they come in this summer in orientation and all throughout the school year through academic and social follow-up meetings, presentations in classrooms. But most importantly, the Link Crew are going to be working in teams of 2 to mentor groups of freshmen, right? And so those Link Crew leaders are actually coming on. Today is June 2nd. They'll be here June 30th and 31st doing day-long trainings to get ready for freshman orientation. Save the date, August 8th, Thursday, August 8th at 8:30, all freshmen will be descending on our campus into the gym, having a great time, okay? And getting ready for the fun that we're gonna have in high school and the high and clear expectations that we have at D-High. So Link Crew, I asked you all to think about some things that Link Crew needs to know about the class of 2023 to support the class of 2023. So what's one thing that your Link Crew needs to know about supporting the class of 2023, ladies?
One thing is that they need to know how to deal with our attitudes, because some of us have bad attitudes.
Oh, no. I'm afraid of that. Okay. So some of us have bad attitudes in class of 2023?
Yes.
What is the bad attitude? Just because, tell me about those bad attitudes. Why do we have some bad attitudes? And what can we do?
They don't get enough attention.
Oh, so they need more attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on the mood too.
Depends on the mood. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what's some advice you have for how we can approach freshmen who have some attitude issues sometimes?
Be nice. Okay.
Talk to them, get to know them more, and they'll probably trust you.
Oh, so trust is important.
Yeah. Probably.
Trust, okay. Anai, you gonna say something?
No.
No? Okay. That's excellent. All right. And what do you need from your Link Crew mentors, the Link Crew leaders, to be successful?
Just
What do you need them to give you or teach you or talk to you about in order for you to be most successful here at Dominguez High School this year?
Give us advice.
Yes. From like the teachers.
Yeah.
Mm. Like their different moods and how they feel and how they do.
Okay. In class. Okay. Okay. So advice from about how to interact best with teachers.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And what about just the, you know, how to approach high school? Right? Like what, you know, how to be successful. What are the right routines and right attitudes to have in high school? Would that help?
Yes.
Right? Okay. What about organization? Is that big for freshmen? Freshmen need some help with organization?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So those are definitely things that we're going to ask Link Crew to provide you. I know Link Crew is going to be working to provide all the freshmen with supply packages. Right? They're going to be working. We ordered a bunch of supplies for the freshmen. They're going to be putting together these care packages for you. So they're putting a lot of TLC, right? Lots of Don Love on these packages to distribute to all the freshmen you guys get together on the 8th. So I'm really excited about that day. We're going to have a phenomenal day. All right. So to end our discussion for today, you've done a wonderful job, ladies. I'm so proud of you. All right. And this is our first D-High podcast. And you are the voice of 2023. And I'm so excited about your leadership. I'm so excited to be your principal. I'm so excited to support you all year and see your growth. Let's talk about your Don, right? Our Don, if everyone doesn't know what our Don is, our Don's at Dominguez High School. When we ask the question, what's your Don? We're talking about what's one thing that, or several things, but we're asking for one right now, that are really positive about you. What's one thing that's an asset to you that you bring to the community every day that's unique to you? And I'll give you an example. For example, one of my Dons is service. I love to give back. I love to help people. I love to serve people. That's just part of my qualities. Right, and I'm really happy about that. So when people notice that I'm a servant, right, and a servant leader, it makes me feel good. I'm reminded that I'm a good servant. So let's talk first with you. What's one of your Dons? Anybody want to go first?
I'm loyal. I'm a loyal person.
Catherine, you're loyal. Okay, give some examples of your loyalty.
I stay true to my friends, people.
I love it. All right. So you're loyal, you stay true to your friends and your people. I love it. Anai, what's one of your Dons?
I'm helpful.
You're helpful. Good. Give us some examples of how you're helpful.
I help my friends when they have a problem or when they're going through something.
Good job. Good job.
And I help my family.
It sounds like you're also very empathetic, right? So people who are helpful and they listen to people a lot and they put themselves in people's shoes, that's called empathy, right? So good. You're also, I wouldn't say you're just helpful, but you're also empathetic. Awesome. I just gave you another Don. Taylor, take it away.
I'm caring. I like caring. I'm always concerned about other people's feelings. Like if I say something and I like to tell them I'm sorry if I hurt their feelings, because like I just like caring about people's feelings.
I love it. I love it. It sounds like you have a lot of empathy too. Okay. So those are great qualities, ladies. And just so you know, empathy is one of the Dons that we talk about. When we talk about all Dons love and all Dons listen, what we mean when we describe all Dons listen is empathy, through empathy. Putting yourself in other people's shoes, listen actively, right? We all need that as human beings. We all need to be listened to, and we all need to listen to others to grow and learn from those people as well. And right, we need to love, right? So I'm really proud of you, all right? I'm proud of you for being the voice of 2023 and doing the first podcast with Don Watson, the principal. This is so much fun for me. You have no idea. I think I'm having more fun than you're having right now. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. So we're going to sign off now. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast for today. Again, today's June 2nd, 2019. I'm jumping ahead a month because we're so excited about starting the school year. But again, this is Dominguez High School and the Don Way, where we all love, we listen, we lead, and we learn. Before we close, one piece of advice you have for adults on campus. Give us one thing.
Be yourself.
Thank you. So you're telling all adults to be themselves?
Yes.
All right. Taylor, one piece of advice for all the adults on campus.
To talk to the students.
Talk to the students. Excellent. All right. And Anai, one piece of advice you have for all the adults in here at our school.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. It's all good. All right. Well, again, at Dominguez High School, say it with me. We all love.
We all love.
We listen.
We listen.
We lead.
We lead.
And we learn.
And we learn.
All right. Thank you very much.